Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today we're going to talk about one of my favorite words, a word I like so much that I named my company after it, Genius Catalyst Incorporated. And it is the word catalyst. And if you sort of follow along, you know that we've got a big training coming up in the fall, a Genius Catalyst program. And the idea is that being a catalyst is an incredibly helpful thing to be if you work with people, whether you work with them in an organization as a leader or manager, whether you work as a therapist or a coach, whether you work as a helper of any kind, whether you want to have more of an impact in your community, whether you want to have more of an impact in your own family. A catalyst from chemistry is something that increases the rate of a reaction. It increases the rate of change without being consumed in that reaction. So in many ways, a catalyst is like a spark. Now, you can go around sparking, but that doesn't guarantee that anything's going to catch. So part of being a catalyst is just being sparky. And what makes us sparky is our aliveness. It's our presence to presence. It's our awareness of awareness, our consciousness of consciousness. And that aliveness that we are acts as a kind of a spark wherever we go. And what gets sparked, that's not really up or down to us. If there's an open flame and you're a spark, a fire forms. If there's kindling and it's ready, it's ripe, it's dry, then that spark may be enough to set it alight. What happens next as a catalyst is not your concern. You are there to start or accelerate the rate of a reaction or change in a system without you getting caught up and consumed in that system. One of the biggest concerns in most of the helping professions is burnout, the health of the helper. And that's because rather than be a catalyst, the helper is generally trained to be involved in the whole process. So they have to get involved in the pain and the suffering and the story. And they have to stay involved. And over time, that wears on everyone. In a way, you're putting yourself into the line of fire every time you sit down with a client who's struggling. But as a catalyst, you're just a spark. You're just there to spark the reaction. Now, another metaphor, a source of friction. So if you think about matches, in order to light a match, you need a source of friction. You need something to rub it against that isn't smooth. Matches won't light against a smooth surface. There needs to be some friction to cause the spark. So in my work, I talk about that very often as being a source of loving disruption. Loving because without love and care, people won't hang around long enough to let you be a source of friction. But disruption, because if all you've got is love and care, that's like a warm blanket after a cold bath or shower. It's wonderful when you first get out of the water, but after a while, it becomes a bit cloying and suffocating. So loving disruption, being a caring disruptor, is what allows you to be a source of friction that will spark change or increase the rate of change with others. Another metaphor, a pusher of dominoes. You've probably watched, I actually delight in watching these setups on YouTube where they just line up thousands of dominoes and there's just that gorgeous moment where You know, somebody just presses that first domino and then everything goes. Well, as a catalyst, it's not your job to set up the dominoes, but it's your job to just keep pushing the domino in front of you until you find one that sets off a chain reaction. And then one last metaphor, a puller of threads. If you listen to somebody and something just sounds off and you ask a question about it, it's like pulling on a thread on a sweater. Some of the time, the thread will just come off in your hand and it was just literally a loose thread. And so sometimes you'll ask somebody a question about something they say that kind of sounds funny. It sounds like that's not how it works, and nothing will happen. Sometimes you'll pull on a thread and the whole sweater will pull back. And if you keep pulling, they're just going to go, hey, let go of my jumper, let go of my sweater. But sometimes when you pull on a thread, the whole sweater, the whole fabric of somebody's thought system, of their thought-created reality begins to unravel. And what they're left with is the space of pure possibility from which anything new can be created. So, if you're interested in learning more about becoming a catalyst, please do check out the Genius Catalyst program. But what I encourage you to do is just notice in your own life moments where you have been catalyzed, where you have been sparked into change. And notice where you've been that for others. Have fun. Learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.